Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's shift gears, talk a little football right now. He covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports, does a great job there. You can find him on Twitter, at Yahoo Schwab. Frank Schwab joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Frank, really appreciate you making some time. We were just talking about Richie Incognito and the Raiders in the previous segment. The NFL and NFL Films has to give us the hard knocks that we want, right? They've got to give us the Oakland Raiders, do they not?
I mean, I think we'd all love it. My guess is the NFL is going to tell the Raiders, all right, you know, I know you don't want to do it this year. You're definitely doing it next year. This is it, you know, either you do it this year or next year, one of the two pick. Because the NFL, if you remember back when the Rams moved to L.A., they were on Hard Knocks, even though they were totally boring. And I thought that they were so bad, I thought Hard Knocks was, like, going to be killed off. Like, I thought, wow, Hard Knocks is done. This is terrible. And then I figured out, no, it's just this really, really boring Rams team. And they put them on All or Nothing, too, the Amazon video show. So they like to kind of hype up, hey, team's moving to a new market. So I think they'd almost prefer the Raiders to be on next year when they're moving to Las Vegas. But, yeah, we all want to see it. We all want to see Antonio Brown, Richie Incognito, and Vontaze Burfict, and Gruden, and this entire circus that has become the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, as long as they give us Vontaze Burfict and Richie Incognito on, like, pay-per-view or something like that, then I'm cool. They can put the Giants or whoever on Hard Knocks. I just need to see Burfict v. Incognito.
Yeah, I mean, the odds of them having a just knockdown, drag-out brawl in practice are just off the board. I mean, you can't even it's going to happen. These guys are pretty much insane, and I say that, I probably shouldn't be too light about that, because in Richie Incognito's case, I think we've all had questions about his mental well-being.
Sure.
The Raiders went about the draft, and after the draft, they said, we want certain guys. The reason we took Clelin Ferrell where we did, and Josh Jacobs, and Abram, they said, we want certain guys. We want guys who are just rock solid in the locker room and all that. And that, okay, that makes some sense. And then you go sign Vontaze Burfict and Richie Incognito. Vontaze Burfict, the dirtiest player in NFL history, I think. And Richie Incognito, who, did they not read any of the reports? Do the Oakland Raiders not have the internet? Mark Davis not paying for the Wi-Fi? Like, how could you read all that stuff about Richie Incognito in the past 12, 13, 14 months and say, yeah, that's a guy we want in the locker room. Let's do that. He's 36. Why? How could we pass that up? I have no idea what the Raiders are doing, to be honest. It's really, really strange, especially with the Incognito signing.
Yeah, no question about it. Frank Schwab covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. You got a piece up today. One of the big headlines, Rob Gronkowski has talked publicly about being retired. And, of course, anytime Gronk speaks now, Frank, comeback speculation is going to abound. And I know he kind of put that to rest for now today. I don't know. I mean, if you were an odds maker, what would you put at the odds of Gronkowski coming back and playing football again at some point?
I mean, I don't think they're great, but they're higher than they are usually. I mean, every time I get sick of it. Every time we have a guy retire now, it's like, oh, he's obviously coming back. With Tony Romo, somebody wrote, there's 100% chance Tony Romo's coming back. It's like, wow, why would Tony Romo come back? Like, he's got one of the best jobs in sports. Yeah. No, like, the guys just don't come back once they retire. But in Gronk's case, you know, you can at least tell yourself a story. He's not that old. He's going to feel pretty bad, better than usual anyway, come November, come December. He hasn't been through training camp and been hit for 12 games. You know, as he is, the safety is going low on him and all that. So you can at least tell, and the Patriots are going to be good, and he could probably, you know, he loves football. Like, you could at least tell yourself a story that, yeah, he's going to get the itch. I don't know if he's going to do it. I'd probably say no, because, well, you know, once you retire, you're kind of retired, and you know, you don't want to. He retired for the reasons that are going to be still in place when the Patriots ask him, hey, you want to come back? But I think this is more realistic than the other ones we've heard. I think this is, like I said, at least you could tell yourself a story. Here's the path. to Rob Gronkowski feeling like, hey, yeah, let me give football another whirl. Let's play in December, and then, you know, I'll be amped up and ready for the time the playoffs come around. So I don't think there's a 0% chance, although I'm not sure it's around 50 or anything like that either.
What do you think the impact is in New England of no Rob Gronkowski?
You know, there's two ways to put this. The Patriots have won without Rob Gronkowski before. I mean, the year they beat the Falcons, I think that was the year he played six games. Yep. Last year, Gronk wasn't Gronk. He had a good Super Bowl. He made the huge catch. And you could say that was his impact, and that's fine. I love Gronk. To me, he's the most dominant tight end I've ever seen. But it's not one of those, wow, they can't win without Rob Gronkowski deals. They've done that. They've won without him. He wasn't Gronk last year. We all watched him. He was kind of a shell of himself. So, yes, there's obviously an impact when you lose a Hall of Fame player like that, but I don't really think that it's something they can't win without. They've done this before. We've seen the Patriots just kind of, they just had this assembly line of guys that just, hey, here it's next man up, and he's going to end up making an impact. So I don't know necessarily from the tight end position, but they'll get it from other places and be just fine. Now, you can't replace a Gronk, but at the same time, we've seen the Patriots do just fine without him being, you know, the dominant force we've seen in the past.
Yeah, good point. Frank Schwab covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Gerald McCoy, where do you think he winds up?
You know, I don't know. I want him to go to Cleveland just because I just want to see the Cleveland Browns, like, be all in. Like, it just absolutely, you're going to have, I read somewhere that if McCoy signs there, they're going to have four Pro Bowl defensive linemen the first time since the 70s. A team has done that. And I just want to kind of see this experiment happen. I can see McCoy. I really have no read on the situation, though. I don't think one team really would have a lead. The Browns have to appeal at some point if he really wants to be on a contender, and that's a weird thing to say out loud, that, hey, a free agent X wants to go to a contender, so he should go to the Cleveland Browns. Like, I wouldn't have been saying that a few months ago, but I just want to see the Browns be the team. I'm so excited for the Browns. I'm so interested to see what they do this year. I think they're the most fascinating team in the NFL right now, and just for that reason, I'm hopeful that McCoy picks them.
Yeah, I agree with you on the degree to which they are fascinating. Maybe they're getting pushed to the forefront of teams that can contend for a Super Bowl a little early. We'll see. Where are you on that scale? Do you feel like they're going to live up to this hype?
No, I honestly don't. I think they're going to be better. I don't think they're going to be a Super Bowl contender. I think they can win the AFC North if things bounce right, but it's still a tough division. I'm not pouring dirt on the Pittsburgh Steelers yet, and we've seen the Baltimore Ravens be a really, really tough out with Lamar Jackson. And so I think they could win the division. I'm not sure they're yet Super Bowl champs. And the big question, look, we've all seen the talent, and you know, they do have questions on the roster, offensive line and whatnot. But I think clearly the question is, they have a head coach who, as of midseason last year, never called a play in the NFL. Like,
yeah.
This has been a meteoric rise for Freddie Kitchens, and he did a great job with Baker Mayfield last year. Don't get me wrong. He did everything you want from an offensive coordinator last year in the second half of the season. But if there's one thing where I'm like, well, I just can't totally buy in yet, it's the idea of Freddie Kitchens, who we really don't know much about at all, being this, like, Super Bowl type of coach. Like, he might be, you know, Sean McVay 2.0 for all I know, but that's a huge unknown going into a season, especially when you have a lot of egos to deal with.
Well, and along those lines, Frank, I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. didn't do him any favors by not coming to OTAs, in my mind. Like, that would have been one of those things that I'm a big believer that Beckham and Le'Veon Bell with the Jets both should have shown up, just because you're on new teams and new offenses, send a message how all in you are on that situation. But specific to Beckham, you know, this is something now, this is an issue now. We're not even, you know, we're just in the beginning of June, and this is already something that Freddie Kitchens has had to answer questions about.
Yeah, and I you know what, I try to side with the players on a whole voluntary thing. Like, it's voluntary. If that's going to be written in the CBA, then voluntary means voluntary and whatever. But I do agree with you. I do, because in these specific situations, these are big name guys. These are big money guys. These are guys who you want them to show up and set the tone. I bet Le'Veon Bell is in incredible shape. You know, the Beckham's in incredible shape. It's not that. It's not that these guys aren't, you know, giving their all. They're not sitting on a couch watching The Price is Right or anything. We all know that. But Would you like to see Odell Beckham show up and catch some passes from Baker Mayfield and learn a new offense? Yeah, you would. And he'll be there for the mandatory stuff. But you kind of want that guy, brand new in a city, brand new to a team, brand new to his teammates, to kind of tell everybody, yeah, hey, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm all in. I'm committed to this thing. It's not a great message when he's sitting out, even if he's in great shape, even if he's studying the playbook every single night. Yeah, I do agree. You want these guys to be there. I think that there's a point, you know, hey, you're new here. You want to make a good first impression. Yeah, you don't have to come. It is voluntary, but you should be there making that first impression.
Yeah, no doubt. Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Frank, last one before I let you go. You can't say Cleveland is the answer for this one, but we know that there is, you know, there's turnover every year with respect to the 12 teams that make the postseason. Non-Browns answer, but which non-playoff team, if you had to bet on one, which non-playoff team from last year are you betting makes the postseason this year?
I think it's the Packers. I mean, and that's kind of easy. I hate to, like, that's not some big revelation, oh my goodness, Green Bay Packers. But if we buy into the notion that Mike McCarthy was holding them back, okay, well, now he's gone, and I'm not sold on Matt LaFleur, but hey, we assume that's an upgrade. I think they had a great offseason. They added a lot to their pass rush, a lot to their defense. There's different ways to help a quarterback, and one of them is just, hey, here's some linemen, here's some new receivers, here's a new tight end. You know, we've seen all that happen before. Another way is, hey, we're going to make sure you don't have to put up 38 points. We're going to put together a defense that's going to be competitive. I don't think the Packers are top five defense or anything, but I think they're a lot better on that side of the ball. If we assume a coaching upgrade, just because McCarthy, you know, the time had kind of run out on him, I think Aaron Rodgers also has something to prove. I think that he has a lot. He always carries us on his shoulders. We all know that. We all know what kind of guy he is and where he comes up with his motivation. I think Aaron Rodgers wants to show the world, hey, it wasn't me. I was right about this Mike McCarthy thing. So I think Rodgers has a huge season. The defense is a lot better. Bears maybe fall back to the pack a little bit. I do think of all the non-playoff teams last year, Green Bay stands out to me as the one that's going to make it back.
Yeah, not an easy division, so I don't know that it's a layup, right. But that's a nice pick. I like that. At Yahoo Schwab is where you can find him on Twitter, and of course Yahoo Sports is where you can find his work. Frank Schwab joining me on the show. Hey, Frank, really appreciate you making time, man. I enjoyed the conversation. Thank you.
Giving it up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.